Welcome back to Durango Digs. Again, you're tuned in to AM 1240 KDJO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce here with Tammy Graham, Executive Director of KSUT Public Radio, and Adam Burke with One Small Step. During the break, I was asking you guys, how does this work? I mean, you get signed up, you fill out the profile, which I've done, and then you guys are the eHarmonies, you match make, you know, but maybe polar opposites, you know, different experiences in life. What happens then, Adam? Do you put us in a room and we have to talk about things, or what takes place next?
Yeah. So, I mean, just to be clear, you know, you filled out the questionnaire. It's a pretty short questionnaire. People sort of self-identify their politics on a scale of 1 to 10. Uh-huh. In this particular case, the scale is 1 being the most liberal and 10 being the most conservative. But then also give a little biographical information about yourself, things that are sort of top line, most important to you in life, as well as identifying some of your, as Tammy said earlier in our conversation, some of your sort of defining, you know, if you're a grandmother, if you're a dad, if you served in the military, if you suffered a loss in life, if you've been divorced, you know, if you have kids, things that are part of your identikit that help us do a little bit of this eHarmony matchmaking that you're talking about. And so we look for both divergent points of view. In other words, you know, we look for people who are, you know, on the conservative or on the liberal side, but then we also look for opportunities where there seems to be some kind of common ground. As Tammy also mentioned before the break, you know, we all grew up in a family, right? We all came of age. We all, you know, almost all of us had relationships of one kind or another, romantic relationships, you know, encounters with people with whom we disagreed, right? So that's the common ground that allows for a conversation that goes deeper.
You know, it's interesting when you're talking about that. When I went to college at Fort Lewis, it was one of the first times I was exposed to diversity, you know, different ways, you know, again, political aligning, things of that nature. And it was a real eye opener because I always joke and say, here I was, you know, raised in a white picket fence family, you know, and I had a, you know, that kind of upbringing. And I think that, you know, for me, being in college was the first time I, you know, for lack of words, exposed to the diversity that I was and realized that we're all from different makes. We're, you know, we have different experiences, you know, some came from, you know, found out from abusive situations, you know, and it opened my eyes. And just, again, boiling down to let's just see what we can do to help one another. I know you've got some other clips. Is there another one that you'd like to play, Adam, to kind of paint the picture?
Yeah, I'm just going back to your question also about how it works. So it is, the conversations are facilitated. They're not, you know, you're not just like go into a room, fight it out and see, you know, see what happens. There, you know, there is a little bit of a process that we go through. The other thing that's important to some people is, you know, maybe somebody who's listening, you know, why would I want to have a conversation that I know, you know, I know could go sideways or that I might not actually like afterwards. And, you know, you're in control of your own destiny. And that you can, if the idea of having a conversation with a stranger and getting to know that person is attractive, but you don't really know whether you want it to be a public conversation, it's recorded, but you have to give your permission in order for that recording to be public facing. So you have a lot of control over your destiny. You know, the other thing that I mean, I think as Tammy and I have talked about this, I'd love to have her thoughts too. The process of engaging in civil conversation with somebody else who you don't necessarily disagree with. I mean, you know, you have to set the table for that. I know Tammy's background has a lot of sort of experience we could tap into here. What comes to mind, Tammy? I know you're more of an expert than I am.
Well, just, you know, I've spent many years as a professional facilitator and mediator and facilitating conversations with people from like very different backgrounds, very, you know, different perspectives on, you know, use of natural resources or, you know, lots of different things. I've done a lot of family mediation. So again, process is everything. Setting the table as a metaphor really makes a huge difference. The other quick thing I wanted to say, and then we're going to listen to another clip, is that these conversations can happen virtually. One Small Step has a really wonderful virtual platform. So it's almost like having a Zoom meeting with someone that has great audio and is set up that way, or they can happen in person. So it's nice to have that option. So they could happen, say, at a public library somewhere in our region or wherever it makes sense for those participants to meet along with a facilitator, or more often than not, that, you know, they can certainly happen virtually, which makes it maybe a little less of a bar for folks to have to like overcome and think about sitting, you know, physically across from someone that they're just not sure, willing to do, but still have a little bit of hesitancy.
Okay, so now as the facilitator of this interview, we only have about a minute, 15 seconds. So what I'm gonna do, we're not gonna play the clip, but we're gonna,
this is
one of those, you know, suspenseful cliffhangers. And what we'll do is we'll play the clip when we come back out of the break. And again, if you would like to participate, go to ksut.org, fill out the form for One Small Step. And it's very simple, easy form. You rate yourself, as you were saying, Adam, you know, from liberal to conservative. You give some, I'm going to say keywords and descriptive that will help identify, you know, just some of the things that you, you know, your background, what you believe in. And then you guys will take that information and find other individuals that, you know, I want to say are opposite, so to speak. And then you sit down and help facilitate the conversation. Well, so we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we will kind of reintroduce ourselves and then we'll play the clip. And again, you're listening to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Back with Tammy Graham, as well as Adam Burke, in just a few minutes. So stay tuned.